They were hopeful that something could be worked out to keep him with the organization. In the end, it didn't happen, as the Sioux Greyhounds announced this afternoon that assistant coach Tyler Ertel will not be returning to the club next season. Ertel, 53, joined the team last summer to fill the void left when the organization decided not to offer former assistant Brent Hughes a new contract. Greyhounds general manager Kyle Raftes spoke in the coaching situation last week, saying that the team was looking to potentially have Ertel remain with the organization in a different role. Raftes said at the time that the role would be in the form of player development, as the team discussed new contracts for Ertel and fellow assistant coach Brendan Taylor. The Greyhounds GM added that the decision on Ertel's end to potentially not return to the bench was both family and business reasons. "It was killing him to even have to make that decision," Raftes said at the time. "We were chatting about keeping him around and involved a little bit. That way, it can be a win-win all around." In a release officially announcing Ertel's departure from the Greyhounds bench, Raftes reiterated the hope of Ertel remaining involved with the team in some form. "While it's difficult to imagine our daily routine without Tyler, we are thrilled for him as he embarks on his new business endeavor," Raftes said. "We hope to keep him involved with the organization and wish him the very best of luck in his new role, especially as it brings him closer to his family." Ertel is the founder of Holistic Hockey and has worked with professional and aspiring athletes through a program that coaches and trains players. Ertel said the decision not to return to the bench wasn't an easy one. "This wasn't an easy decision to make, as I loved my time in Sault Ste. Marie, but this is the best decision for my wife and my four kids," Ertel said, adding that he was eternally grateful to the organization. "I am eternally grateful to Tim Lukenda, Kyle Raftes, John Dean, and the rest of the coaching and support staff of the Sioux Greyhounds for giving me one of the best years of my life," Ertel said. "All I can say is thank you to a first-class organization for letting me live out a dream of mine."